Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine within your people here. Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice, let us each reflect.
May God be with you all,
and also with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
My prayer rise up like a
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. I'm going to read the appointed psalm for this week, Psalm 23. Then I'll let there be a moment of silence. And one thing you can do in that moment of silence is reflect on maybe a word or phrase of the psalm that really stood out to you, and use that to sort of center your meditations. And when your mind wanders, go back to that phrase. And also feel free to even pause the recording if you really want more time for meditation. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He renews my life. He guides me in right paths as befits his name. Though I walk through the valley of deepest darkness, I will fear no harm, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table for me in full view of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My drink is abundant. Only goodness and steadfast love shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for many long years. Such a rich and beautiful psalm. What I was drawn to this week was twice the psalmist acknowledges the reality of difficulty and death and darkness. There's a valley of the deepest darkness. There's also a table full of enemies. Our confession that God is with us, your rod and your staff, they happen in the midst of challenge and adversity, much like our world is going through right now. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said,
"I am the servant of my God.
And my was forgiven that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
Amen.